The Mind Aware 606.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantra password.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy that we're able to hang out and spend some time together. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for telling people about this show. It just tickles me to no end that you do that. Yay! I know, Earl, that's the easiest to send them to is danawild.com/iTunes, but even if you just tell them about the show, tell them to go look for Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs, it means the world to me. Thank you so much. So I have a question for you. Are you afraid to stand out? Are you afraid to speak your opinion? You know, are you afraid to get out there and just be who you are? Well, let me tell you what came in. We had somebody write in, and here's what she says. I would like to feel safer in the world so as to more easily step into the limelight. I feel that I'm not able to show up, and it's making it difficult for me to build anything remotely close to what I think is possible. So she likens it to almost like a freeze or fight or flight reaction when she's trying to speak up about her beliefs. You know, sometimes those are social or political beliefs. They could be controversial or different from the norm. And, you know, she's tried some things to fix it, let's say, you know, therapy type solutions or action type solutions. She has seen a counselor dealing with her past. She talks about being non-binary, part of the LGBTQ+ spectrum, eccentric, creative, all of these types of things. But a couple of things really made me want to address this today. So the first one is she says, I've been trying to hide who I was for years, and that's no longer an option. And two, she's a guardian type. She likes to protect others. And three, because of past situations of abuse, she has this hard time trusting people that people have her back. And she was very adamant that she wanted to change it. And so the reasons I wanted to talk about this is because I think more people than we're aware of feel like this. I know that even sometimes when people look confident or they look like they're comfortable, we don't really have any idea what's going on in people's minds or in their hearts or in their emotional state or where they're at that moment in their lives. And I know this because I feel this way. And not like 10 years ago, like 2 weeks ago. I remember being at a live conference, you know, a Zoom type live conference. And I had gone about things as I often do, but when I got done, I had that kind of nagging conversation that goes in through my mind sometimes, which is, let's just call it not liking who I am in that moment. I wish I'd have done this differently. I wish I'd have done that. All of this negative self-talk that can happen. So I know if I still experience that, even after 30 years of doing this, then other people experience that too. Now, the good news is, in my early 20s, that would have been a constant. Every single event or every single function I went to, there would have been that nagging self-talk after of all the ways I don't measure up. You know, and so the good news is, as a brain trainer, they happen few and far between. It becomes easier to tame that voice when it does come up, and more often it just doesn't come up anymore. But when it does, it's terrible. It feels terrible. And we can have all sorts of tools in our tool belt to deal with this, because it is so common. And that's actually one of the very first things I want to tell you. It's so common that the good news is nobody is thinking about you. When everybody leaves a situation, they're thinking about themselves. So it's funny, really. It kind of makes me laugh out loud that we leave a situation, we think of all those things we could have done differently or said differently or wish we'd have been differently or, you know, oh, and then we evaluate and we say, well, I was overtired or I should have eaten something before I got on because I was a little hungry or I was on edge or I wasn't 100% centered and me. And what's hilarious is that everybody else is thinking about themselves. Nobody's thinking about you. So take solace in knowing that really when we are feeling off or we're putting ourselves out there or we feel like we're being judged or we feel like we're not 100% who we are, everybody else is feeling that same way. So the second point I want to make and talk about here is that sometimes legitimately people actually don't like us. You know, we do put ourselves out there. We say things that are controversial. We say things that are different from the norm. We try to be ourselves, and then we find out people don't actually like us for it. And I was really shocked when I found that out about myself. I know it's hard to believe, but there are people out there who actually don't like me. And I remember feeling so hurt. Like, oh my gosh, I'm out here just doing the best I can, banging around, trying to be as honest as I can and talk about my own experience. And then somebody is putting you down for it or is making a snide comment about it. And the first few times it happened, you know, this was when I very first started my business, I would look these people up online. And what I would find out is that they were just doing the best they could too. And they were just banging around trying to figure it out for themselves too. And who are these people who are judging us, and who are we judging them, judging us? And it can just go on and on and on and on down the spiral. Maybe it's just a couple of people who showed up in maybe not 100% the best mindset they should have been in. The person who's criticizing me in that particular moment, well, maybe they're having a bad day. Or maybe they have some past experience in their history that they're grappling with and coping with that is causing them to have that opinion. Because, of course, 100% of the time, and I just want to say that number again, 100% of the time, when somebody is critical or criticizing, they're only revealing themselves. They're only revealing their own limitations. They're only revealing their own history and background and indoctrination. The person who is criticizing is never saying anything about the person they're actually criticizing. They are only revealing themselves. So maybe that person is having a bad day or had bad experiences too. So it doesn't need to become this spiral of let's all feel bad about ourselves. I'm going to feel bad because I got on a live call and maybe didn't feel 100%. And then I question these people who are judging me. And then I find somebody is judging me and they're off center that day. And then let's all just go on the big downward spiral of how off center we all are. I mean, it's kind of silly when you put it that way, isn't it? So when you're out in the world and you're doing your best to be centered and rested and 100% and feeling good and speaking your truth and speaking from your clarity and speaking from your knowing, it doesn't matter what anybody says because they're not talking about you. They're talking about themselves. Okay. So point number three in this, I find that it becomes easier to show up in the world when I initiate showing up in the world with emotion words. And what I mean are words that describe emotion. Specifically, state your fear first. So if you're about to go out in the world and you're about to share something controversial, before you do, if you're feeling trepidation or aren't sure how people are going to react, say it. Just say, look, this is something I've been wanting to talk about for a long time, but I feel weird because I'm afraid you're going to judge me, or I feel weird because I'm afraid it's going to be controversial, or I feel weird because your opinion matters to me, or I feel weird because I have a desire to be liked, or I feel weird because I have a history of people not having my back. And so this is a risk for me. I would like to talk about this. This is something that's important to me. I want to change this. I want to deal with this. When you speak from that emotional place of who you are and who you're trying to be in the world, people perk up and listen. When I started talking about this, I was saying how we don't really know what other people are going through. You know, people are often shocked when they hear that as recently as just a few weeks ago, I leave a situation and I've got that negative voice happening. Now, the good news is, of course, having been a brain trainer for 30 years, I can pretty easily turn it around and pretty quickly, but it can happen. It's a knee-jerk reaction that can happen. And by sharing that with you, you know, it's a risk to share that with you because there's that percentage of the population, teeny tiny percentage, who are going to say, oh, well, if you can't be 100% perfect 100% of the time, then brain training must not work, right? Which, of course, all of you as expert brain trainers, you know what the real story is. The real story is that you get better and better and better at it, and bigger percentage of the time you feel good. But I know by telling you this, even if it's a quote-unquote risk, that it helps you to realize, like, we don't know what's going on with other people in any given moment. We don't know what people are dealing with or what they're grappling with. And so when you are able to speak your fear first, when you are able to speak your background first, your history, share yourself in ways that feel safe but are also authentic, this is not only key to having deeper communication with humans, it's key in building a business. People want to do business with real people. Okay, I think I'm up to four now, right? Is this my fourth one? Four. Give yourself permission to show up in the limelight in ways that are comfortable to you. Sometimes we feel like showing up in the limelight means going live on Facebook and spewing our guts and like, okay, oh, good, now I did it. I faced my fears, you know. Don't face your fears and do stuff like that. Don't. You know, and I know, that you're going to get better results if you do take the actions that feel comfortable to you and take the actions that feel like the next logical step. So if you're an artist, express yourself with your art. If you're a writer, express yourself with your writing. This isn't about forcing yourself to fit into somebody else's mode or forcing yourself to be out in the limelight and show up in ways that are uncomfortable. In fact, quite the opposite. I want you to feel comfortable. Do the next logical step. Do the things that make sense for you. And so kind of as a side comment on this, when I say give yourself permission to show up in the limelight in other ways, that also means give yourself permission to not be in the limelight. Give yourself permission to not be in the limelight and still build a rockin' business. There is nothing that says you can't build a business without being in the limelight. People do it all the time. Some of the biggest newsletters and opinion letters and online businesses out there, nobody knows who the person behind them is. So if this is something you're doing because you have a strong desire to be a thought leader and to be a known name or an expert in the field, that's cool. Step out into the limelight in ways that feel comfortable. But if you are doing this because you think it's what you need to do to build your business, then find other ways. Because there is no reason you have to do anything uncomfortable, including stepping out in the limelight, just to build your business or make money or build a big tribe, all of those things. And then the final tip, which should come as no surprise, and you know what it is, but I'm going to say it anyway. Train your brain. Woo! Yeah, train your brain. And the fun part is you get to train your brain in any way that you want to. You know, you can look back at what you were thinking here or what you said or what you wrote in and really think about the stories that you're perpetuating just by continuing to share those stories and make a decision if you want to continue to share them. So, for example, you know, there's maybe been a history where you felt like people haven't had your back. Well, you get to choose if you're going to continue to say that or not. Are you going to continue to say that? Or are you going to start saying things like, things are shifting? I feel like more and more trusting. I'm feeling more and more comfortable. I'm feeling more and more safe. I'm feeling more and more like myself. I'm feeling more and more like I can be out in the world. I'm feeling more and more like people like me and I like them. And I'm showing up more centered more often. And that negative voice is quiet more often. And I notice that I'm catching it faster and turning it around faster. And I like that I'm doing the pre-work and showing up as more my authentic self. And it's fun to speak my fear first. And I can see that this is working. And people are liking the new me that's showing up as fully myself. And it feels good to build my tribe this way. And stepping into the limelight is something I do in my way. I like how I step into the limelight. I like that I've redefined the term for myself. I like that I can be myself and people like me. I like that I like people better than I did when I wasn't stepping into the limelight. It feels so good that the love goes both ways. Like I like them better, they like me better, and it's all because I'm more comfortable with who I am. I'm more my authentic self. Right? So you get to say those sentences that then shift the feelings, that then shift the choices, that then shift the actions, and so on and so forth. So you get to decide ahead of time by the way you speak about issues, which issues you're still grappling with. Maybe you're not grappling with the issues anymore when you start talking about them differently, and you know what to do because you are an expert brain trainer. And we're all in this together. You know, if you want to understand these concepts better, you can check out 60secondworkshop.com. And in 60 seconds, you'll get the heart of it. And if you watch all the videos in the whole series, it'll take you a full 8 minutes, but you'll get everything top to bottom at 60 Second Workshop and really understand what we're talking about here and understand it together. Because we all have times when we're off center. Me too. I'm not kidding. Just 14 days ago, we all have days where we're off center. And the people who criticize you have days when they're off center too. You know, we're all just out here banging around doing the best that we can, right? So I've got a really good one for next episode, by the way. Come on and join me for the next show because we're going to talk about how to pinpoint your limiting beliefs and release them. Ooh, it's going to be a really good one. I know you're going to love it. And until then, just keep those positive mantras flowing because you've got this. I'm able and capable and willing and ready and able and I want it and I'm capable of it and I'm willing and able and ready.
Am I giving to a taker? Red light, red light, red light. We are all worms, but I do believe that I am a glow worm.
The opposite of self-doubt
is clarity.
It's that moment of choice.
The big thing I'll tell you is it's your mindset.
Oh, that is good. I love the bribe.
That's going to sort itself out.
Happy where I am and ready for more.